we're back to the Neil Haley show, and we always look at ourselves in the mirror when we wake up each day. If we have things that we're wondering, why aren't we accomplishing them? What is happening? Everything's going not my way. Oh, everything coming at me is hitting me. Well, my guest today is going to tell us it is you, and you have to figure it out. And so I'm excited to welcome to the program Kim Ellett. Kim, thanks for stopping by. And I know the topic you have is different, but I was wording it in a way to mean how it speaks to me in so many ways, that, you know, what's stopping you is you, right?
That's exactly right. You know, it's so easy to blame all the circumstances that are going on around us or all the things that we feel like get in our way. But really, if we take a look at the idea that nothing stops you but you, and then how can you get out of your own way? So I work with business clients and leaders, professionals, and we have some steps that help us with that because it's such a prevalent problem right now.
And it's why? It's so we blame, it's the economy. We blame COVID. We blame, it's my employees. We blame, it's my home life. I don't have enough hours in the day, instead of looking at you. How do we find out it's you? Because that's a humble thing to really say and admit you're wrong. I was wrong. I didn't do what I needed to do and take ownership of it.
Right. We have to take ownership of it. And then we need to look at the fact that however our life is going, that nothing stops you but you. What you say about something, what you think about something, and then what you do, what your actions are. That's what stops you or what propels you forward, by taking control of what you say, think, and do. You know, we can get all caught up with our checklists and our, you know, our plans, and here's what's going to happen. And then when things go awry, when we have unexpected circumstances come up, then we can really get stuck with that. So I have a 5-step process to help clients, help people get stuck, get unstuck when we have all these outside circumstances that feel like they're derailing us.
Wow. Okay. So tell us about this.
Well, the first one is to define the problem. You've got to really sit back and figure out what exactly is the issue. What's keeping you up at night? What is that, you know, losing sleep over issue that's keeping you up at night? What's not working in your life, in your business, in your world? So really define that clearly. And the next one is to paint the picture, you know, design the outcome that you would prefer, design your desired outcome. What would it look like if you solve the problem, right? What do you really want? But then why do you want it? You know, don't just say, I want to win the lottery. If what you really want is to be able to travel and have money to travel, don't get bogged down by the lottery. So get really clear on painting the picture why you want it. Third one is get going, get into action, figure out what are the obstacles. Why aren't you living that life already? What's keeping you stuck? What are the things that are, again, the thinking, saying, doing, what are the obstacles that are keeping you from living that life you've already designed in your desired outcome? The fourth one is don't go it alone. You know, assemble a committee or ask for help. Bring in a coach, bring in a physician, depending on whatever it is that your issue is. You've got to ask for help and receive it. That's sometimes the hardest part of it all, is to allow for that help. And the fifth one is to look for the gifts. You know, even in the most difficult situations, there are always gifts if we'll take the time to look for them. You know, so begin with the gratitude for the small things. You know, maybe you've got a flooded basement, but you still have the first and second floor are usable in your house, right? Or maybe your business took a hit last winter with all the shutdowns and everything, but you still have a loyal customer base. So looking for the gifts is the fifth one to really help you get unstuck.
I love it. And the fact is that you're going through these steps, and it's really thinking positive throughout this process, thinking that nothing's going to stop you, but identifying first it's you.
Exactly. Because you can't get into action if you're sitting back blaming.
We're creating the life we want to choose, right? It's the big
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely.
If we create and say, hey, this week I'm not going to get any sales, I'm not going to get any sales. This week I'm going to have so many fires to put out, there'll be fires to put out. If we say the result we want at the end and have a plan of action to do it, and know that we're the problem, and sometimes it's half of it, but having a coach to talk to, a mentor, somebody to work with is huge in that process, right?
It is huge in that process. And you're absolutely right. We create our reality by what we think, say, and do.
I wish I would have known that years before. I didn't. I just figured this out now. Wish people, I would have known these things years before. I wouldn't be going through all this toil and strife that I had to go through and challenges and journey to get to where I am today and where I want to be tomorrow.
Yeah, but that's how you learned it, right? One of the things that Mike Dooley says is thoughts become things, so choose the good ones.
All right. Where can people contact you? Say, you know, I need your help right now. I need somebody to tell me I am the problem and how I can come up with solutions to that problem to be a success and quit just saying it's somebody else and blaming others or blaming circumstance versus it's you. Where can we go?
Please call, contact me on LinkedIn, Kim Ellett, K-I-M-E-L-L-E-T, or old-fashioned call or text 404-312-3207. Love to help.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming on, and definitely every one of those steps. Hopefully it was a masterclass in ways. Write down those steps. I'm sure they're available at your website as well, that you can see those steps and follow them through, but find a coach so that your accountability partner to say, are you really following them or are you just saying you are? So I appreciate you coming by.
Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.